You, how would you make up a bed? Would you tell me about that?
Making a bed like we had that in.
What did you have to sleep on and pillows and things like that?
Man, ain't it funny. We go out there, you know, on them old hills where the crabgrass grew that, you know. Well, before it died down, you know, to, you know, where it gets so brickly or something or other. Well, after it get grown out there, you know, and probably it'd be knee high or something like that. Man, we'd pull that grass, you know, and bottle it up. Of course, it wouldn't be long before it'd be dry. That's what we'd use and bring home, you know, and store it away to put in our bed ticket. That's what we slept on. Mm-hmm. Yep, we just have to unbottle it, you know, and put it out in there, you know, and in a ticket. We call it a bed ticket. We get some old ducking or something or another, you know, my mother would, you know, and the folks is, you know, make a bed ticket, we call it. Mm-hmm. And stuff it full of hay, you know. And man, that stuff would sleep good.
Really
in the pillows. Sometimes we would go when they had cotton, you know. Why, probably after we get together, you know, maybe be a lot of bowls of cotton by in the field. We'd go get that, you know, and put it in a sack. And before they get through ginning, you know, go and let them gin it out. And they'd gin it for the seed it was in it, that scrap cotton.
I see.
Yes, and then go back and then my mother would take some kind of old cloth and make some pillowcase and chug it full of cotton, you know. Man, them things slept good.
Nothing good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, really. I like them now.
Yeah, better than feathers.
Man, yes. Yes, sir, that's right. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. And what did you put over you to keep warm?
Oh, my mother would make quilts. Nice. Oh, yes, sir. Take some old clothes if you didn't have cloth and all, and some white clothes that you couldn't patch, and then maybe just cut out good pieces of it. And maybe somebody else, you know, that they had some old clothes that maybe it was in a little better shape than others, they'd give them to them, you know, cut them up and make like blocks, you know, out of them and then sew them together. Man, make it large enough for a quilt, you know. Well, they'd get some kind of old cloth or something or other, you know, to make a lining to go on it. And man, get that cotton, like I said, like that quilting cotton that in, and with the wood, and spread it out, you know, after it's done gin, just spread it out so thick, you know, all over that quilt, you know. And then she'd get there, you know, and whoop it down, put both of them lining together, you know, the lining and the top, whoop it together. And then we'd get some quilting horses, we call them. So like these soft benches, you know, mm-hmm. And then a long strip where she'd baste that on each side of that and pull it over and tie strings to it and it'd be tight. And she'd sit up there, man, and quilt. Ooh. Yes, sir. Winners after winners. Man makes some good cover.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Quilt that, you know, that sews it in blocks about, you know, and where to stay together.
Kind of a design.
Yeah, right. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, that's,
yes, that's right.
Sounds like a lot of work. But
it's a lot of work, man. I don't. People wouldn't do that now.
Yeah. And how right. About, did you have something that you put over the quilt?
A spread. Yes, sir. Maybe they'd find some cloth, you know, and make them some bed spread, you know, mm-hmm. Just a little different looking cloth, you know, mm-hmm. Just spread over that quilt, you know.
And did you ever see anybody have a pillow that went all the way across the bed?
Bolsters. We call them bolsters.
Uh-huh.
Bolster pillows. Yes, sir.
How about a bed on the floor that you might make for children who came to stay with you and you just didn't have room for them?
Yes, sir. We make pallets down there.
On the floor.
Yes, sir. That's right. Uh-huh. Yes, pallets on the floor.
And in the kitchen, would you tell me about what you have in the kitchen and how your mother would I'll just let you explain what you had in the kitchen and how she cooked and things
like
that.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we'd have it.